This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A new Department of Education report shows half of students need federal aid to go to college. But more and more money from schools is going to rich kids. That's a problem for critics who say universities should do more to help students at the bottom of the income ladder. Sarah McCammon reports.
Colleges are giving the biggest grants to students from the wealthiest families. Jim Rollins is president of the National Association for College Admission Counseling. He says that's partly because higher income students go to pricier colleges.
Giving them $8,000 towards a $45,000 a year tuition bill is still having those families pay quite a bit of money.
According to the report, students with family incomes above $100,000 got about 25% larger grants from their colleges than those below $20,000. Hallie Potter of the Century Foundation says tuition costs can be a burden for students who are pretty well off.
But those aren't the families for whom it's really going to make a difference whether or not the students go to college at all.
Wealthier students often end up getting a larger share of merit-based aid. Rollins acknowledges there's pressure to use scholarships to boost the school's academic rankings.
That becomes part of a balance between what a school wants to do and what it knows it has to do.
With endowments depleted by the recession, he says it's harder for colleges to give grants to students in need. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.